Hello?
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Survey. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. This is not a sales call. First of all, can you please tell us what is your zip code to make sure we speak to all areas in Minnesota?
My zip code is 55419.
Okay. Let me document your answer. And what is the year of your birth?
It's 1975.
Thank you. And what is your race or ethnicity?
My age?
Your race or ethnicity?
Oh. I'm African American.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I have one child.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Not very strong.
And thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
I think I'm somewhat satisfied.
And thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next year? Much better, somewhat. Yeah, thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next year? And much better, somewhat better, stay the same, somewhat worse, or much worse?
Oh, man, I really don't know. I would say I hope it gets somewhat better.
Somewhat better. And what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? I have a short list. I know all are important, but please select the top three issues most important to you, okay? I have climate change and the environment, public safety, including gun violence, affordable quality healthcare, rising cost of living, access to good jobs, reproductive or maternal health, criminal justice and police reform, reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and expanding voting rights, or the last two, access to quality education or affordable quality housing. The top three each is most important to you.
Affordable quality housing.
Okay. Jobs. And the last two. Access to good jobs. And the last one? Climate change, public safety.
Climate change.
Healthcare.
Climate
okay.
change.
Thank you. And what initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? Again, please select the top three initiatives that will make you feel safe. I increase gun control statewide is the first one. The next one, community-led violence prevention initiatives. Increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Or the last two, decrease police presence. Or the last one, increase police presence.
I think the first responders helping with mental health.
First responders to police. And the last two, increase gun control statewide, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, community-led violence prevention, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, decrease police presence or increase police presence?
I'd have to say the decrease in violence.
Okay. And the last one, increase gun control statewide, increase drug control,
the decrease of gun control.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And now, what aspect of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Please select the top three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. The first one is juvenile justice program, community engagement and cooperation, emergency response services, law enforcement program, neighborhood watch initiatives, gun control measures, mental health support services, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, or the last two, drug and substance abuse prevention, or support for victims of crime. The top three.
Say the one for the mental health.
Okay. And the last two?
My memory is not that great.
Not no problem. I'll repeat the list, okay? And you told me the last two. Juvenile justice program, community engagement and cooperation, emergency response services, law enforcement programs, neighborhood watch initiatives, gun control measures.
The neighborhood watch and the first responders.
Okay. Emergency response services. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe will work in your community? And again, please select the top three initiatives that you believe will work best in your community. The first one is culturally specific community healing practices, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, using social workers, paramedic, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, diversifying police ranks, or the last two, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, or funding to support families of victims of community and police violence.
Supporting our families with the police violence.
Culturally specific community healing practices, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, using social workers, paramedic, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. The last two, diversifying police ranks or increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Which do you believe will work?
Public safety programs, okay. And then diversifying
police ranks. And what aspect of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Again, please select the top three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community. And we're on the phone with the survey, but we are 75% now, and thank you so much for your help. So the first one is school safety and security. The next one, a diverse range of free and affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, quality of teachers, parental involvement and support, access to technology, robust curriculum that support academic, social, and emotional development, access to educational resources, special education programs, diversity of teachers, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, or the last one, Black-centered curriculum.
I'd have to say
Updating facilities and infrastructure. Okay, and the last two, school safety and security, the quality of teachers.
More school safety and security at schools.
Okay, and the last one, I have access to technology, access to educational resources, special education programs.
Access to the educational resources.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, and I have a puppy.
It's really bad. I understand our problem, but thank you for taking the call. Really, your opinion is very important for us. And we're almost done. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental... Can you hear me?
What did you say?
I'm sorry. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental...
You're breaking up.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Okay, and the question is, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Strongly agree with that, and disagree or strongly disagree?
Oh, I disagree.
Strongly or strongly?
I just disagree.
Okay. And Here's a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflict, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools? Strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I have to strongly support.
Okay. And school resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of a school resource officer in Minnesota schools? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'd have to say somewhat support because some of the schools, you know, those kids have been bringing in guns and knives and stuff, so they need to have something.
Okay. And now, do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as chokehold on students? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
What kind of restraints?
Do you use restraints such as chokeholds?
Oh, jeez.
On students. Strongly oppose, somewhat oppose, somewhat support, or strongly support?
I'm somewhat opposed to that.
Okay.
But I guess it depends on the situation.
Correct, but generally somewhat opposed. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota school are treated differently than students of other races. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree with that.
And which one of the following must help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to two options that will help the most. The first one, help starting or maintaining a business. Ability to build an investment portfolio, debt reduction, help acquiring valuable job skills, more opportunity to promotions and raises, financial literacy, the resources to reach financial goals, or support building a strong professional network?
I'd have to say, let me see.
I can repeat the list. Yeah, no problem. Ability to build an investment portfolio, help starting or maintaining a business, debt reduction, help acquiring valuable job skills, more opportunity to promotion and
debt. The debt reduction and opportunities for getting better
to promotion and raises. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And now the last two questions, which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Again, please select up to two options that will help the most. Increased food assistance programs, subsidized public transportation, universal healthcare, increased homeownership programs, increased income-based housing programs, increased statewide subsidies housing, universal basic income, increased rental assistance programs.
The universal health insurance,
okay.
I think, would help.
Healthcare.
And
the last one, increased food assistance programs, subsidized public transportation, increased homeownership programs, increased income-based housing programs, increased statewide subsidized housing, or universal basic income.
Income-based housing programs.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Please select up to top three traits that are most important to you. Affordable housing options is the first one. Friendly and supportive neighbors. Convenient public transportation options. Access to parks and or natural spaces. Walkability. Employment opportunities nearby. Access to good schools. Neighbors who look like me, or safe and secure surroundings.
Safe and secure surroundings.
And the last one?
Friendly neighbors.
and the last one, affordable housing options, access to parks or natural spaces. And which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select up to two options, most helpful initiatives. The first one is teaching people about home ownership. The next one, making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing. Or the last three, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, or building more middle and low income housing.
Doing some sort of rent control, I think, would be helpful.
Okay.
And then educating people on
about homeownership. Okay.
Yeah.
And the last three questions are for statistical purposes only. Are you married, or married and living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
And including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
Two, including myself.
And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, personally disabled, homemaker, or a stay-at-home parent or a student?
Full-time.
And were you born in the United States or another country?
In the United States.
And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
They were born in the United States.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Democrat.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
It's urban.
And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
It was only like 40,000.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Bye. Bye.